Good evening, and welcome to Voice of the Parrot. I'm your host, Shasta Ray, and I am joined in the studio tonight by the giant dog. He has not started snoring yet, nor has he started breathing heavily yet, but I'm sure he'll get going here as time progresses, because that's what he does, right? I'm usually pretty good at editing his personal sound effects out, but sometimes he gets in some noise, and he's particularly close to me tonight, so the microphone could pick that up a little bit better than normal. And all of the birds are upstairs playing in the bird room tonight and watching TV. They've been out of their cages a good amount today, flapping around, causing trouble, people watching videos and such. I will start being eligible for getting a little slice of the pie when it comes to the ads. And they're already running ads whether I want to or not. So they do have certain requirements. I probably should get just a little bit better at that, but hey, if you haven't gone over there to subscribe yet, please head on over there, hit subscribe, and check out some of the fun little cutesy videos I put out on occasion. I try to keep them short and entertaining, so the more views I get, the better it is for this channel. It's a good way to support the show. If you're looking for other ways to make sure that you don't miss the fun, here's a few ways that you can tune in. So I always post on Twitter. I've got a Twitter account. I've also got a Facebook account, and I always post every week on those two platforms. I'm not real good about Instagram, but I do have an Instagram account. I gotta be honest, maybe it's my age. I just don't get Instagram. I know it's where you post little videos and photos and stuff like that, but it just seems like another platform to chase around, so I just haven't embraced it probably like I could yet. But it's kind of fun to go on there and check out your favorite creators and such. So sometimes you can see some really cool photos that people post. I'm also listed in a number, and I mean a number of podcast apps. So if you already have an existing podcast app that you listen to, just do a search for Voice of the Parrot, and I should pop right up there. A lot of them piggyback off of the bigger ones. And when it comes to podcast apps, such as the Podbean app, which is the host site that I use for this podcast, also Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I think. They all allow you to give feedback, and if you give a thumbs up or a like or leave a friendly comment, that helps me get exposure also. It doesn't cost you a dime. It also will give you notifications if you subscribe to my channel on there, and every time I put out an episode, you'll be notified that a new episode came out. I try my best to hit every Tuesday night, usually pretty late. I release episodes, but sometimes I have a snafu with my personal schedule, and sometimes it happens on Wednesdays. But I always release about one episode a week right in the late Tuesday timeframe. Also, I do have some interesting things and some t-shirts and stuff on the Etsy shop. You can find that by just simply going to voiceoftheparrot.etsy.com. And it is a great way to support the show. I can also do custom work. So if there's anything that you would like done and you just don't see it there because I still don't have, you know, oodles and oodles and oodles of things out there, I'm still doing some creating and learning with that. But if there's anything that you're interested in or a product that you would like personalized or even photos put on something for you, just hit me up. I am doing that sort of thing, and it's not a problem for me. The email address is voiceoftheparrot@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on the chat feature on Instagram. That goes straight to my Facebook, so it is a good way to communicate with me. You can hit me up that way. Last but not least, you can find me at voiceoftheparrot.com, voiceoftheparrot.show. You can listen to episodes right off of either one of those websites. On the voiceoftheparrot.com, you have to scroll down to the bottom, and I have an embedded player down there, but you can listen on either one of those for free. It's always a free listen. Oh my goodness. What are we talking about tonight? Well, I thought I would ruffle a few feathers out there, pun totally intended, and let's talk about a very difficult and heated topic, and that would be wing trimming, wing clipping. This is one of those hated topics that people will just battle it out and be nasty with each other on. But let's just do some real talk on this. I am not in any way, by bringing this up, encouraging anyone to wing trim their birds. I do think it's a very, very, very personal choice, and I'm going to give you some pros and cons on both sides of the coin with that. Nor do I think every bird is a candidate for this. I think there are some exceptions to the rule, and I think there's some don't-go-there areas for the rule. So what is wing trimming? Wing trimming does not mean physically hurting the bird. You're not actually trimming the wing itself, meaning the part that flaps and flies. You're trimming the feathers on the wing. And when I say you, I don't mean you personally, because honestly, I do not believe the bird owner should engage in this. The average person does not know how to do this correctly nor safely. And there are some really, 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 really bad videos on YouTube. A lot of people go straight to YouTube for tutorials and how-tos, and I have seen some heartbreaking, horrible, horrible wing trims out there of people demonstrating how to do it. Please do not go to YouTube to see this done. It is not appropriate, and you're probably going to end up with some really bad information, and you're going to do it wrong. If you're going to consider this, my vote would be to take it to an avian vet to have it done. You want to go to someone who understands this properly. The other option would be to go to a qualified, reputable bird groomer, and they are specially trained in this. I do not feel like every bird, here again, is a candidate for this. I think that the really large birds, like the cockatoos, the macaws, those birds, they need to be left alone when it comes to their wings. I have seen some horrific, horrific things, and I don't even know why someone would do this. If you're going to get one of these birds, you're going to be hopefully advanced enough in your knowledge on how to work with these birds, how to associate with them, etc., that you should be able to teach them things, interact with them properly, and they should not be so wild that they're just flapping around, running into your walls and stuff, I would hope. And many times these birds are captive bred and captive raised and hand fed, and they just don't require it. You do not need to go there with them. I would not advise this on finches. I would not advise this on canaries. I would not advise this on anything that's a medium-sized bird or larger. I would only advise this on some of the real little guys like budgies, possibly cockatiels, and maybe conures, if they are not recall trained. I do believe that the larger the bird, the more you should have training under your belt, and you should know how to train your bird, and you should be researching this so that you can immediately, when you get that bird, start working with bonding with it properly, and start working with recall training it so it knows that when you call it, it should come to you. This takes work. And unfortunately, the sad truth is most people don't even know how to recall train their dog, let alone a bird. But if you're going to have a bird, you should be doing as much research on these animals as possible. They're very complex animals, and they are wild animals that we keep in our homes. So if you're going to have one as a pet, and you're planning on just keeping it in its cage all the time, shame on you. That should not be going on. Even if you have finches and canaries and birds like that, they need to be let out of their cage and allowed to fly and exercise. I also truly believe in my heart of hearts that some of these larger birds, just it interferes with their psyches. It can damage their psyches. It can ruin their confidence. And it's not necessary. I just don't think it's necessary. Now, when it comes to my budgies, yeah, I'm going to generate some haters on this. I do have some of my budgies that do have a very light wing trim. I did get training from an avian vet on the proper way to trim my budgie's wings. And that's because I've got six of them and they are very flock oriented. They are very flock minded and they will do their best to be naughty and misbehave. Where a very, very light trim on just a couple of feathers, they can actually still fly very well and they can flap around the house. But for some reason, it just seems to settle their head and make them not so determined to run into windows, slam into things. Here again, I do not advise doing this yourself unless you know what you're doing and have had training in it. It's very important. You can do it wrong very easily, and that's worse. But why would I want to even do this? So Zoltan is not trimmed, and he is very well behaved at this point in time. He's over 2 years old, and his head is just a little bit more settled. He's not quite so crazy and naughty that he's just trying to get away with stuff, it seems like. And he loves just flapping around the room. Aggie, Mike, Cricket, and Moose Moose all have a very light wing trim. They fly just fine. They can go wherever they want. They fly around. They go from room to room sometimes and get all crazy. Most of the time, about 95% of the time, they all prefer to just stay in the bird room. And they flap around from cage to cage. And they fly around onto the bird stand. They chase each other. That sort of thing. Some people will trim the bird's wings to the point the bird can't do anything. And that's wrong. They shouldn't be so stifled that they can't do anything. They do need to flap their wings. They do need to be able to fly and exercise. When they fly, it helps them with their respiratory system. It helps them with oxygen exchange, all sorts of stuff. And it's very important that they be able to do that. It's also very important that if one of them is picking on another one, that they can kind of get away from each other in the moment. And here again, mine can all still fly, but just the lightest of the wing trim just kind of seems to help settle their heads just a little bit more where they're not quite such a wild frame of mind. And then I've noticed the older they get, the less they really need it. So Zoltan and Cricket in particular, Cricket hasn't had his wings grow out. I trimmed them quite a long time ago, and the feathers that are trimmed just haven't grown out all the way. Now, when Micro Dog was still alive, she was a Chihuahua, and she's about the size of a cat. Where I live, if one of these birds got outdoors, and they are so accustomed to a little dog that's about the same size of a cat, and they just are totally fearless, they're in danger. And they are also in danger in the air, because where I live is quasi-desert. I've got eagles, falcons, and hawks that I see on a day-to-day basis outside of my window. So it doesn't matter if they're flying around and in a tree or if they're on the ground. I have cats outside that are feral because we have a major, major feral cat problem in this town. They are everywhere. So it doesn't matter if my birds were to get out. They would be in danger either on the ground or in the sky or in the trees. They would be lunch very quickly, and they're not recall trained. So that's why I keep some of my birds in a very light trim, and it's been less necessary as I've moved through time with them. I take a lot of precautions to make sure that they are all in the bird room and the door is shut if I open any door that goes outside. So if I'm checking mail, if I'm going outside for some reason, I make sure all of my birds are in the bird room with that door shut and they can't get out. And that includes Murray. Murray is fully flighted. He did come to me with a light trim, and I appreciated that because it allowed me to bond with him very tightly. But even so, he is very stubborn and he is very willful minded, and he just would not recall. He's very not recall oriented. I do work with him, but it's kind of hit or miss even around the house. He gets real stubborn. I've only in the past few weeks found a treat that he actually likes well enough that I can tempt him with it and I have just started the very beginning stages of some clicker training. So hopefully I'm going to keep working with him. He's afraid of the clicker noise right now, so I'll get into some clicker training in the future, but I have just started working with him, so it's a little bit safer. Even if you have a budgie that is really, really, really well recall trained, here's the thing. If you get one of your birds outside of the house, a lot of times they're not going to behave outdoors the way they would when they're in the house where it's a comfortable, safe setting. They're going to get out in the world, they're going to panic, and they are going to fly without thinking. There's not going to be any logic going on, and there's not going to be any calm-mindedness going on. They're going to be in a totally different environment, and they will just go blindly without even thinking about what they're doing. So they can travel a long ways. And the amount of people that I have known whose birds have gotten out of their house and they never saw them again is more than I care to even talk about. I have had relatives that this has happened to. I have seen the heartbreak that this can cause. So that may be a reason why you want to wing trim your birds. Now, I mentioned finches. I mentioned canaries. I would say that if you've got birds like that, keep them in a room that you can keep them contained in that room and let them free fly in there. Be very, very careful if you have birds like that, that they absolutely cannot get out of the house. You'll never see them again, and they're probably not going to survive because they don't know how to survive. None of these birds, if they've been captive bred and they are kept in a home, they're not going to know how to forage. They're not going to know how to fend for themselves. They're not going to understand the dangers out there in the world. And they're not going to live very long. So that could be one reason for certain birds as to why you might want to do a light wing trim on them. It will just kind of keep them from getting out of the house as easily. You still have to be very, very careful. And you still have to never take the situation for granted. What I would suggest is if you've got a nice sized room that you keep your birds in, you can get screen door curtains off of Amazon at a very reasonable price. Just do, I think it's just screen curtain or screen door curtain, and they've got a magnetic closure. It's split down the middle. You can hang that up in a bird room door, and when you go in and out of that room, you can pass through it, and the magnets are going to close that screen door. The birds can't get out. So that's one option. You still have to be very careful. I do believe that some of the larger birds, and I don't mean big birds like the macaws here. I'm talking about something a little bit bigger than a cockatiel, particularly the various conures, anything that's just a little bit bigger and a little bit more calm-minded, generally speaking, they're going to be a little bit easier to recall train. I would get started on that immediately when you get a bird. Be well versed on how to do this. Understand how to work with your bird and engage in training sessions and start, instead of just teaching them a trick like to spin around on a perch or something like that or something cutesy, the first thing I would do is start working with them with finding a treat that has high value so that you can start doing training and start recall training. Here again, if you don't understand how to do this, find somebody to help you. Find a bird behavior specialist. Find a trainer of some sort that you can consult with. Find really decent resources and make sure you understand how to do this. It does take work. I am not real versed on that, but there's a lot of value in teaching your bird how to do this. Now, wing trimming will not injure the bird. Here again, you're only trimming a couple, two, three of the flight feathers and nothing more. I've seen some videos where someone took scissors and went all the way down the wings and trimmed off all of the length off of all the wings. Please don't do that. It's not necessary, and it can cause other issues. It can cause them to start plucking. It can cause all sorts of stuff. But they should be able to fly at least a minimal amount and be able to get around. They should be able to get short distances and from point A to point B within a room fairly easily. Some people will do this because maybe they've got super high ceilings with ceiling fans or places where the birds will get and not come down for hours at a time, or areas of the house where they just don't want them to get way up in the ceilings and rafters and stuff. But here again, there are ways around it. It is not necessary to always trim wings. And you can also do a situation where you have your bird's wings clipped. Here again, my advice is go to an avian vet or a properly trained, reputable groomer for this. Spend the couple of dollars to do this. Don't be so cheap that you're going to try doing this yourself when you really don't understand how. Another danger is that you could hit a blood feather, and if you hit one that's in a growth stage, they can bleed quite a bit, and they're a very small animal. It doesn't take a whole lot of blood loss to cause a major health issue. So it's another reason you do not want to do this yourself at all. Spend the money, have it done properly, and while that bird has some limitations on its abilities, that's when you bond with it. That's when you engage in training with it. That's when you really get set in some good habits daily so that bird has recall training. Don't think that because they got it down pat one or two times that it is fully trained. You need to keep repeating that behavior until that is locked in, until it is a second nature, and that takes a lot of time. Keep working with your birds, keep encouraging them, make sure that you know how to train them, make sure you understand the training process. Another reason you probably don't want to engage in this wing trimming yourself is because some birds are so high intelligent that they can lose trust in you. And if you don't do it right, or it's uncomfortable or hurts them in some way when you're doing this, or you do it wrong, they could have some animosity towards you. They could lose trust towards you. This is another reason I would encourage you to take a bird to a groomer and have the groomer do the wing trim. I would not do it myself if I didn't have to. When I've done it on my budgies, I do it as lightly as possible. I handle them a very, very certain way, and I am very well aware that if I do this wrong, I could break trust with these birds. Ideally, we shouldn't be doing this at all. It shouldn't be necessary. But here again, I have seen people that have lost their birds, and if you have not experienced the loss of a bird where it just flies out of a door or out of a window, all that time and all that bonding time that you have spent with that animal, you have no idea how heartbreaking it is. And here again, where I personally live, it would be a huge, huge, huge danger for my budgies to get out, for my cockatiel to get out, if I had a lovebird, if I had finches, canary, if I had a small, especially bright colored conure, it would be doomsday for them. Hands down, the likelihood of them living and surviving out on their own would be slim to none. And if they are completely freaked out and not recall trained, good luck getting them back. You will be lucky if they get back in your care again. They're pretty much gone. And I have known bird experts that have lost birds, and they will keep their birds in a light wing trim. Sometimes it just settles their head just enough that the bird doesn't even try to get out. Ultimately, though, whether you trim your bird's wings or not, I do feel that it is ideal to not trim them. I feel it is, in a perfect world, you would leave all of their feathers intact, allow them to have free flight around your house, because as I've stated on this podcast many times, I don't care how much they fly around a room all day long. It's not going to be the same amount of exercise as they would get out in the wild. And you want to have them able to burn off some calories, get that exercise, get their respiratory involved, and so they're breathing properly. They need to be able to flap their wings and fly for their respiratory system to be strong and healthy. So ideally, you want to have them able to fly around your house as much as possible. But if you do have fears of them getting out, this is your choice to do that. Make sure you're responsible about it. Make sure that the wing trim is done properly and is not overkill. It seems to me that the birds that are able to handle this the best out of all the parrot species are going to be budgies, cockatiels, and possibly conures, possibly maybe something like an Indian ringneck. But the bigger the bird, the more it can psychologically damage them, I believe this completely, the more they can start self-mutilating. It can be done wrong, and they're going to start plucking feathers to relieve the itch and the uncomfortableness of it having been done wrong. And it's not necessary. Work with them and get them fully trained. That's what's ideal. And then bird-proof your house. And if you've got to go out there on Amazon and get a few of these hanging screen doors, put them up on your doorways. Put them up on the inside of the doorway so that if you do open a door, there's a second layer there so that the bird can't just go flying out the door. So you're not, you know, forgetting that the bird room door is open or whatever. Put a screen curtain door on the bird room door. Put it on every door that goes to the outside world. Make sure that you've got screens on all of your windows and that they are intact and there's no holes in the windows. It doesn't take a very big hole for a small bird to get out of a small hole in a window screen. Make sure that if you have guests in your home, friends that come over, people that are not used to being around birds, keep the birds in their cages, because I am going to tell you what, people that do not keep birds are not going to think. They are not going to put your birds first, and they will just open up the front door and stand there with the door wide open while you've got birds free flying around your house. So that's another thing. If you're going to have any kind of service person in your house to work on maybe your furnace or your air conditioner or your refrigerator or whatever, put all your birds in their cages, make sure they're secure and can't get out. Do not trust that your free-flying budgie or your free-flying cockatiel is going to stay in the house because it's always in the house, and you've got another person who has no emotional attachment to these animals. Don't trust anybody. You can have your best friend in the world over, and they're not going to put your birds first 99% of the time. It takes a very special person that has that forethought. Most people these days are not going to have that forethought. So that's another precaution you can take. Just keep your birds in the cage if you have guests over, service people, that sort of thing. Here again, it is imperative that you put your birds' safety first. And ideally, you're going to keep your birds intact at all times. If it's not an option for you, make sure that you do it properly. And another option is have your bird's wings clipped. Work with that bird extensively to start recall training your bird until you are very confident that it's bonded with you and it is 100% on its recall. Then you might stand a chance, if it does get out of the house, as to getting it back. But I tell you what, it is very scary, and this is a very personal choice. So if you're out there on Facebook, if you're out there on YouTube, and you do hear of someone that keeps their bird's wings trimmed, don't bust their chops if you do not know their situation, if you do not know their fears, if you do not know the reasons for having that done. If you are weighing these options, I would absolutely encourage you to talk to your avian vet and get some professional advice before you engage in this. Make sure that your bird is a species that can handle this properly and that you're not going overkill on that wing trim. It's a very hard decision to make. And I will say one thing. I love having my birds flying around the house and being happy and being able to go where they want. It is so cute to see them flying and being all proud of themselves for that. And one thing Murray loves to do is as soon as he is out of his cage for the day, he takes a big old tour around the house and he's squawking and flapping and he has his favorite rooms he goes into and he gets a little bit of energy burned off all at once. And then he has his own little flight path through my house that he likes to, you know, flap back and forth between. He doesn't actually fly a whole lot. So I completely keep him intact because he just doesn't fly a whole lot as it is. And when he does fly, it's usually to his favorite perch and then to me. And then to his favorite perch, and then to me, and that's about all he does. He doesn't really engage in a ton of flying as it is, so I really will never wing trim him because I take extreme precautions with the doors to the outside world when he's out of his cage. And if it's even a matter of me checking my mail, which is just outside of my front door, it's attached to the outside wall of my house, I won't open that front door if he's out of his cage and the bird room is open. I just won't do it. If somebody knocks on my door, because I get some door-to-door salesperson or a service person or whatever, I will yell at them through the door and I will ask them who they are and what they need. And I will tell them, I have birds that are free-flying in my house. I cannot open the door right now. I'm not interested. Another option you have for that, instead of just willy-nilly opening your door when your birds are free-flying, is to get one of those video doorbells so that you can communicate with people from your phone or whatever the case is. And if you need to tell them to wait for just a minute while you get your birds contained into one room, I would absolutely make somebody wait in order to keep your birds safe, because it is in their nature to get out of the house also. Please understand that. They will be attracted to go outdoors, and that's another reason they'll start flying into windows and stuff. So please, people, don't beat each other up when it comes to wing trimming. Let's all be nice to each other. Let's respect each other's decision to do whatever it is we feel is in our bird's best interest. But at the same time, try to be very responsible and adjust your life enough that that bird can have the freedom to fly around if possible. Very difficult topic. I know it gets people riled up, but the fact of the matter is we do have these birds in our custody, in captivity, and sometimes we have to make decisions for this. So if you do need to make that decision, please do the right thing. Take them to a professional to have this done, and be aware that some birds just do not require it and should not be clipped. And I stand by the fact that even though they're little and they tend not to be as tame as our parrot species, I would never trim a canary or a finch or one of those birds. It is not necessary, and I think it could be more damaging to them. I think they're a completely different type of bird, and they do need that ability. So make changes to your home and go out on Amazon and definitely look into those screen door curtains that you can hang up. Take that extra little bit of time to bird-proof your house. And before you get your bird, before you even get your first bird, ask yourself these questions. Think about this very, very intensely. Do you have a house that's bird-proofed? Are you planning on getting it wing-trimmed? Are you going to trim its wings so it cannot fly, so it's forced to interact with you? Because that's not a good reason to trim their wings at all. Do not force them to be immobilized. They're birds. If you don't want your bird flying because you just don't like the idea of it flying, you should not have a bird. End of story. It's not right. If you're going to keep your bird in its cage all the time because you don't want it flying around your house, that comes with the territory of having a bird. They need to be able to fly. Here again, some of my birds have a very, very, very light wing trim, but they're still able to go wherever they want in the house. All it does for my budgies is settle their heads just a little bit, because they are very flock-minded as a group, and they will be very, very naughty. So I do give them a very light trim on some of them so that they're just not quite as wild. But they can still fly. They're still very adept at it, and they can get wherever they want. They don't just nosedive and end up on the floor. The only exception is Bug. And being an exhibition English budgie, he's got all of his feathers on his wings. He is fully flighted for all intents and purposes, but he is not a dynamic when it comes to flying. His body is too heavy. He is too out of proportion. He can flutter and he can get a few feet, but he cannot fly through the air like the regular budgies can. So even fully flighted, he's not able to fly. He doesn't even need to be wing trimmed. And he's just not capable of flight as an exhibition budgie. He can kind of get a few feet, and that's it. And he's going down as he's going those few feet. Poor little guy. He can flutter and he can land safely and he can hop from perch to perch, and that's about all that little guy is capable of anyway. He's kind of like a dodo bird in that sense. I don't know what he is. He's crazy. But yeah, people, just weigh your options. please make wise choices with this and consider the fact that if you have not gotten a bird yet and that is your intention, just to make sure that they cannot fly, I don't think that's a reason to trim their wings. I think you need to engage in finding the best way to train them, learn a lot, and really weigh your options with this. Really think it through. I would only do so as a last resort. Make sure that you are very familiar with the type of bird that you have and these great big guys, the cockatoos, the macaws, even something that's considered medium-sized like African grays. I just don't think it's necessary. I think it's better to know how to train them and interact with them and bird-proof your house. So that's my thoughts on the subject. Please be safe out there. Please treat your birds right. Please think about what you're doing and make sure your birds are happy. Play with them, engage with them, spend time with them. Make sure that you have a bond with them and a really, really, really good relationship. The last thought I have on this is if you get a tiny little baby bird, make sure that that bird knows how to fly before its wings are ever trimmed the first time ever. If you have an older bird who has never had its wings trimmed, I would not go there. I would not take an older bird that's several years old and have it trimmed for the first time. I think it psychologically damages them, and I think that's the wrong approach. So it's a very controversial topic, but the only real thing I can condone is safety measures if you're really worried about them getting outdoors. And even then, there are ways to bird-proof your house, so it's a lot safer for them. Keep them flighted as much as possible. All right, have a great one, everyone. Go play with your birds, go bond with your birds, go learn about your birds, and I will catch you next week. Bye-bye.